submarine HMS Vanguard at the time a Trident missile misfired during a rare test last month. He says the anomaly was event-specific and that it would not impact the country's ability to fire nuclear weapons. Military analyst Simon Diggins says it's a missed opportunity.
The nuclear rhetoric from Russia has been raised, so clearly it was important to us to show that we could respond in the event of such a strategic nuclear attack. And I think that's why this particular failure has been so marked.
Britain's become the first country to impose sanctions following the death of Alexei Navalny. Foreign Secretary Lord Cameron says the Russian opposition figure was killed at a penal colony in the Arctic Circle, and six bosses will be banned from the UK. There's been controversy in the House of Commons after the Speaker selected amendments by the government and Labour over a Gaza ceasefire. The motion was laid by the SNP, and it's unconventional for Labour to be granted the opportunity to amend it. Speaker Sir Lindsay Hoyle says it allows a range of views to be heard, but it's angered the SNP's chief whip, Owen Thompson.
This is the SNP's opposition day.
Yeah. Yeah.
The purpose of an opposition day is for our party to have the ability to put forward our business. Yeah. What is the point of an opposition day if it's going to be done like this?
Yeah. A couple from Lancashire who've scooped the £61 million Euro Millions prize have revealed they initially thought they'd won £2.60. Richard and Debbie Nuttall say they're still dazed. Aldi's to create 5,500 jobs across the UK this year. The supermarket's hiring for roles including store assistants. And Ricky Gervais is leading the tributes to the Office actor Ewan McIntosh, calling him an absolute original. He's died aged 50. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
Thank you, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
On Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's one of those grey, dismal days, but the sun is shining in the Phoenix FM studio, tending to become drier through the afternoon with some brighter spells possible later. A maximum temperature of 13 degrees. Then tonight, mostly dry initially with some clear spells. However, the cloud thickens overnight with some light rain and drizzle developing in places. Minimum temperature overnight 7 degrees Celsius. And the weather for Thursday, it's a cloudy and damp start to the day, I'm afraid. Then a band of rain moves in from the northwest by lunchtime, turning heavy at times and accompanied by gusty winds. Maximum temperature tomorrow 13 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Right, here we go again.
What's on the wireless? Is it Bob?
It's 1, 2, 3.
And here we are again with Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM.
Oi! Yes, and we've got a song for Daphne coming up next, but that's after this. The great new sound of Standing Next to You from Jungkook and Usher. Enjoy. Dance, maybe. Let's go.
I push up on this funk and give me miracles. Hey, you know how we love to ride is something we control.
that. It's like heaven and earth moves whenever we touch. Though for real, I know you feel that. The universe improves when you and I dance. So elegant in heaven, send these vibes, yeah. It's way too early to leave. We go away all night. Screaming, I'll testify that's heaven. Screaming, I'll testify that we'll survive the test of time. They can't deny our love. Survive the test of time. I swear that I'll be ready.
Next to you.
Next to you. Oh, next to you.
Right here. You feel it?
Ghost.
We rolling yet?
Ghost.
Yeah. 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 Ghost.
Young Cook and Usher. And standing next to you. I must remember that track. Every time it plays, it leaves a bit of silence at the end, but never mind. And it's time for a song for Daphne. Now, every week I play a song for Daphne, who's my number one listener in Billericay. And the one this week is a song released in 1974 by American soul group The Three Degrees. It was written and produced by Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. Sheila Ferguson sang the lead, accompanied by Fayette Pinkney and Valerie Holiday. Billboard named the song number 67 on their list of 100 greatest girl group songs of all time, and it reached number one here in the UK. It's When Will I See You Again? I can take a hint, Daphne. I saw you yesterday anyway.
See you. Oh.
promise it won't be long, Daphne. I'll see you again soon and be playing another song for you next week as well. Now, if you're a regular listener to Phoenix FM, you'll know that we do like to support local artists and local music. And doing this job, you get to know some of the local artists around. And I'm about to play you a track from never met, but I've been friends on Facebook with for a long, long time. And she seems a really lovely lady. And boy, has she got a fantastic voice. I hope you'll love this as much as I do. This is M. Pierre and Love Will Find a Way. Absolutely sensational. That's M. Pierre and Love Will Find a Way. Look her up on social media. Absolutely sensational. After the break, let's have a bit of Scissor Sisters.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £10 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £10. So join us. Be part of our journey.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back. And so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace. All in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival. The only place we all hit old-school roots rock, reggae, dub, roots, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
The head like what you done. It used to be the life, but I don't need another one. You're not good enough, and you don't only wear them gowns. Oh, I feel so lonely when you're getting down. So I'll be alone when I hear that step song. I'm gonna be the one who gets it right. You better
Yeah, Scissor Sisters and I Don't Feel Like Dancing. I felt like dancing on Saturday night. I went to a barn dance, and it was all in aid of Billericay Food Bank, and they raised a lot of money for Billericay Food Bank. It was a great evening, but I had a bit of a mishap. On one particular dance, my dance partner, Bonnie, saved my life, probably, because Bonnie is probably about at least half my weight or less, and I tripped on one of these dances. I was heading towards the wall, but Bonnie grabbed my hand and managed to keep me upright. I don't know how she did it, but I'm forever grateful. Even though it's pulled my shoulder out a bit, she saved me from a lot worse damage. So thanks for that, Bonnie. Honestly, I'm a danger to everyone on the dance floor, so if you see me dancing, just keep away. Right, time to celebrate a birthday now. On this day in 1933, American singer-songwriter and pianist Nina Simone was born. Sadly, she's no longer with us. She passed away in 2003, but she left a great legacy of songs behind, including the one that I'm going to play you, but it's a reworking of one of her old hits that came out in the 2000s. This is Ain't Got No, I Got Life, but a bit different. Said boobies. Did you hear it? I didn't know that was in there. Nina's for Simone, the Groove Finder, and I Ain't Got No, I Got Life. Coming up in a moment, a new song from The Killers, but before that, we better do this.
FM News.
Right, Ingrave Road is looking slow on the approaches to Wilson's Corner, as is Ongar Road. The High Street's looking okay, and that earlier problem on the A12 with the queue of traffic is looking a lot better. It's actually due to roadworks. There's just one little small area of slowness there, but you won't have any trouble getting through that. Billericay's looking fine, and not too much going on, really. So that's it from me with the travel. You'll get more with Joe after the 3 o'clock news on the Phoenix FM Drive Show. Right, the Killers. Say, that's a bit loud and noisy, isn't it? I liked it, but it's probably not daytime radio, but I can see myself headbanging to the pub, to that in the pub, rather, about 11 o'clock at night. Anyway, sorry if I woke you up with that one. I've got some news about something that's coming to Billericay High Street. From the 1st of March, Basildon Mind is opening a drop-in centre on Wednesdays in Billericay from 2pm to 5pm in the community hub at number 10 Billericay High Street. Working together with the Billericay Street Pastors, the drop-in centre will inform the people of Billericay about Basildon Mind services. They'll let them know that they are there to listen, to help and support them, and signpost them to other services more relevant to their specific needs. Well, I think that's great, and I think we need more of that kind of thing. So if you know anyone who is suffering with their mental health, it might be as well to mention that. Basildon Mind's helpline number is 01268 284 130. And remember that from the 1st of March, there'll be a drop-in centre for Basildon Mind on Wednesdays in Billericay from 2pm to 5pm. Great idea. Right, another new song now, but from an old band. You remember Crowded House? Well, this is brand new from them. It's called Oh Hi. Thank you.
state of my head. Well, I know you can get to the heart of it. That is what I came here for.
Really liking that one. That's a new song from Crowded House. That's called Oh Hi. Now, I don't know if you've heard about this, but quirky outdoor laundrettes, which automatically text customers when their washing is finished, have popped up across South Essex and are proving a huge hit. We don't seem to have any very near us at the moment. They've been set up by the Wash Me Group. They've been installed in four locations in South Essex and are self-service and require no physical employees. As part of the scheme, people take their dirty wash into the outdoor laundrette, open the machine, pay to use it, and then the machine will automatically text you when the load is complete. At the moment, they're at the Shell Garage on the A127, close to the Nevenden Turnoff, in South Church Road, South End, and in Church Road in Benfleet. But I just wonder about, you get a text when your washing is finished, but... Is your washing then open to anyone to steal it? I don't know. Maybe you have to open it and unlock it when you get back to it. But, I'm all for something new, but I think I'll carry on doing my washing at home anyway. Right, for the next few minutes, we're going back in a time machine to the 1970s, to the disco, starting with Mr. Barry White.
We got it together, didn't we?
Oh, we did. We did in the 70s.
We've definitely got our thing together, don't we?
Oh, I know, Barry. I know.
It's
lovely. Come on, man.
I mean, sit and think about it. Isn't it really, really nice?
It's lovely, man. Get singing. Come on.
I can easily feel myself slipping more and more away.
Now you're worrying me.
That super world of my own.
Okay, mate, go on.
Nobody but you and me.
I'm gonna go and make a cup of tea.
We've got it together, baby.
Yeah, all right.
me want you for more.
Takes me back a very long time ago though, but doing those discos in my youth back in the 70s. Baccarat and Yes Sir, I Can Boogie. All good music though, love it.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries, pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, got an event happening on Tuesday the 5th of March. It's Hutton U3A Open Morning. That's at Bishop's Hill Adult Community College, Rayleigh Road in Brentwood. Now, Hutton University of the Third Age are holding an open day for those no longer in full-time employment to make friends, use your brain and have fun. With over 40 interest groups, theatre trips and visits to places of interest, you can come find out what they do at this free open morning. It's 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And more details will actually be on this show next week, because I'll be talking to Sue Shaper, who's the chair of the Hutton University of the Third Age, and she'll be talking about the organisation and their forthcoming open morning. So make sure you tune in next week, or if you want to know more now, you can go to our website, phoenixfm.com, and click on local events, and you'll find the details about that open morning and a link to the Hutton U3A website.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 714 77 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive Live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Thank you.
Hello. 3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Last.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
98
FM.
This is Phoenix
classy song from the Pet Shop Boys. That's Being Boring. Now, there's some good news for Beatles fans out there, because director Sir Sam Mendes is to make four separate films about the Beatles, one for each band member's perspective. Sir Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr and the families of John Lennon and George Harrison have all granted permission for the music and rights for the four films. And the Oscar-winning director said he was honoured to be telling the story of the greatest rock band of all time. Well, they are the greatest rock band of all time, and I've been a fan since I was about 6 years old. And it's such an amazing story. They were such a phenomenon. I do worry that they're not going to be able to cover it, even in four films. I just hope they do the story justice. But I'll be there queuing up to go and see it. The films are made by Sony Pictures and Sam Neill's production company, which is Neill Street Productions, and it'll be released in cinemas in 2027. It's not clear whether the four films will be released all at once or have a staggered rollout, but Sony said they would have an innovative release cadence, whatever that means, which would be announced at a later date. Anyway, here's the plan. Here's the Beatles. And 8 days a week. Well, that's just about it from me today. It's 5 to 3. Got time to squeeze one more in. But after me, it's Joe Bailey with the Phoenix FM Drive Show. And today on the show, Keith Woodcock will be talking about the work of the Brentwood Access Group. 6 o'clock, the George Hanlon Hour. 7 o'clock, the Orient Hour with Andy Gilson. At 8 o'clock on Curveballs, it's Nick Field. And then Reggae Revival at 10 o'clock with Darren Mutu. I'll be here again next week with my guest Sue Shaper from the U3A. Hope you can join me then. I'm going to leave you with a birthday. Today is the birthday of James Dean Bradfield, better known as a Welsh singer-songwriter and guitarist. He's known for being the lead vocalist and guitarist for Welsh alternative rock band the Manic Street Preachers. So here they are. Thanks for joining me today. Cheers.
The future teaches you to be alone, the present to be afraid.
hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.